From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Psalm 138. The great theme of this psalm is worship, particularly how God's people are to worship Him. The subject is especially appropriate in this day of man-centered worship. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy a brief devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Mark chapter 4 and verse 36. There were also with him other little ships. Jesus was the Lord High Admiral of the sea that night, and his presence preserved the whole convoy. It is well to sail with Jesus, even though it be in a little ship. When we sail in Christ's company, we may not make sure of fair weather, for great storms may toss the vessel which carries the Lord himself, and we must not expect to find the sea less boisterous around our little boat. If we go with Jesus, we must be content to fare as he fares, and when the waves are rough to him, they will be rough to us. It is by tempest and tossing that we shall come to land, as he did before us. When the storm swept over Galilee's dark lake, all faces gathered blackness, and all hearts dreaded shipwreck. When all creature help was useless, the slumbering Savior arose, and with a word transformed the riot of the tempest into the deep quiet of a calm. Then were the little vessels at rest, as well as that which carried the Lord. Jesus is the star of the sea, and though there be sorrow upon the sea, when Jesus is on it, there is joy too. May our hearts make Jesus their anchor, their rudder, their lighthouse, their lifeboat, and their harbor. His church is the admiral's flagship. Let us attend her movements and cheer her officers with our presence. He himself is the great attraction. Let us follow ever in his wake, mark his signals, steer by his chart, and never fear while he is within hail. Not one ship in the convoy shall suffer wreck. The great commodore will steer every bark in safety to the desired haven. By faith we will slip our cable for another day's cruise, and sail forth with Jesus into a sea of tribulation. Winds and waves will not spare us, but they all obey him. And therefore, whatever squalls may occur without, faith shall feel a blessed calm within. He is ever in the center of the weather-beaten company. Let us rejoice in him. His vessel has reached the haven, and so shall ours.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for your taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy this program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you will join us on our website this week. Today, Dr. Cairns begins his fourth message in a series based on Psalm 138. The text is verse 3. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. In introducing this message, called Timely Answers to Urgent Prayers, Dr. Cairns first takes time to demonstrate that God's people often find themselves in great difficulty. This was David's frequent experience, and his ability to pray was based on a vital relationship with God. He had a constant awareness of God's presence. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, this should be normal for all of God's people. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Let's read a few verses in Hebrews as we continue the brief series of messages in Psalm 138, just isolated, somewhat at least, isolated truths and themes of Psalm 138. But we're reading in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 18, the end of the chapter, and then chapter 4, 14 to 16. The intervening section is parenthetical, so we're actually continuing with Paul's main argument here. Hebrews 2, 14. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Now chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. This morning we come to the third verse of Psalm 138. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. There's been a lot of speculation among the learned about the events that lie behind the writing of this psalm. As I said last Lord's Day, there's a plausible theory that in verse 2, David had in mind the glorious messianic promise of 2 Samuel chapter 7, that when he said, thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name, he was referring specifically to the word of the great promise of a Messiah, a king who would come from his loins. However, even that is open to question. What is certain, however, is that in our text this morning, David is referring to some deep distress or some terrible affliction, or perhaps a series of distresses and affliction into which he fell and in which he felt his own utter and absolute weakness, so that all he could do was cry unto the Lord for help. And he did cry, and thank God he did receive the help that he cried for. That, quite simply, is the message of the text. Now, when you read the life of David, you must come to see very quickly that here was a man who, from his very youngest days, was called upon the providence of God to face some very deep and sore troubles. We're not sure, as I say, exactly to which one or to which ones he was specifically referring in the text, or if indeed he was simply referring generally to his experience through life. It's of little importance. What matters is this simple fact, that when he cried, right there, in the midst of his affliction, in the day when he cried, the Lord heard him, and the Lord strengthened him with strength in his soul. That was his testimony. I believe that there are very few more encouraging themes in all of Scripture than the theme that we find here in this text. David experienced what I call timely answers to urgent prayers. And so may we, and indeed so ought we. I want us to deal with the text in a very, very simple and straightforward way. And I'm going to say some things that you may say, well, they're so obvious, why say them? I have learned a long time ago that the most neglected things in Scripture are the most obvious. And the things that we forget in our daily grind as we struggle with the world and the flesh and the devil are the very things that somebody from the outside would say are the most obvious. As I look at this text, I first of all have to make the point that this was not an isolated experience for David. Whether he was referring to some specific time or not, this is something that was not isolated to one time. It was not an experience that he had as a one-off experience. This was something that David experienced throughout his life. And it was his testimony day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year. Back in Psalm 18, verse 6, he says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears." That's a very general expression of the experience David had throughout his life. We were reading this morning in Psalm 36. In verse 4, he said, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." In verse 6, he says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." So this was not a one-off experience. But let me say something else that should be obvious. This experience was of getting God's answer when you need it. This experience of being able to send up a prayer in a timely fashion in the time of trouble and having God reply. Not only was it not a one-off experience for David, but it was not even unique to David, nor was it limited to any small body of an elite among the believers. Look again at Psalm 34. We have looked at verse 4 and verse 6, sandwiched between them in the fifth verse. There is David's testimony, not only now to himself, but concerning the general experience of God's people. And he says, "They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed." What is he saying? He is saying, brethren, what I experienced, you may experience. What I have come to know should be and is true of every believer. This is not something elitist. This is something for the body of Christ. In the 77th Psalm, we read the testimony of a man who was of a very different temperament than David. The Psalm written by Asaph, or one of the Psalms written by Asaph. I have to confess that for many years, when I was praying through the Psalms, and I've said to you many a time that I like to start the day with a psalm and just pray through it and praise the Lord and worship the Lord for everything that it brings to my attention. And I well remember I would dread coming to the Psalms of Asaph. A more depressed character is hard to imagine. This is a man who seemed to be plowing deep all the time. He was, I think, one of nature's depressives. And I'm glad that God has put him in the Scripture, because we are all called at times to travel that way. If there was a black way of looking at a thing, I think that Asaph looked at it in that way. And the 77th Psalm describes how he came to a time in his life when he was even crying, "Has God forgotten to be gracious?" But even Asaph, we find, had the same testimony as David. You see, this doesn't depend on personality. Doesn't depend on the kind of temperament that you have. Listen, Psalm 77, 1 and 2, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. When did it happen? The next verse says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. What is he saying? He's saying exactly the same as David does in our text. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. Isaiah gives us in one of the most famous prayer promises in all the Bible, he gives us the promise of God to all believers. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That's God's promise. You can run and not be weary and walk and not faint, because in the day when you cry, God will answer and strengthen you with strength in your soul. So as Christians, we're all meant to live in the experience of this text. This is the Christian norm. This is the scriptural norm. You'll notice, and I'm not even going to develop these things, but I want you to notice that this means it's describing a life that's lived in the awareness of the presence of God. I'm biting my tongue now. I said I'm not going to develop these things. But that's one of the most important things in all the Bible regarding the Christian life. Living in a constant awareness of the presence of God. A missionary to what were Iron Curtain countries who used to do a work smuggling Bibles in and going and meeting with the Christians during the darkest days of communism in Eastern Europe, wrote a book and preached often on this very thing of the presence of God in the life. And he even went to preach upon cultivating the presence of God. That sounds a strange thing, as if it's something we could work up. That's not what he meant. He's talking about living in such an awareness of God's presence that it's something we treasure, something we seek, something we so enjoy, that we will weed out those things from our lives that grieve the Holy Spirit, that drive away the sweet dove of heaven, and that take from our hearts the enjoyment of God's presence. Cultivate God's presence. What does it mean? It means by the grace of God, with your Bible open, get on your knees and understand the promises and let God's presence and joy fill your heart and take away those things. However the flesh may enjoy them, however the carnal mind may desire them, take away those things. Shut you out in the cold from God's presence.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, Or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.